Let's look at the theme. You know, let's look at emotion that's stirring. And, you know, we've got to be responsible to ourselves.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, you're not the Chinese people, by the way. Yeah.
we will outlive them. And I will give you money. I will give you money to find out how that belly went. And you get those words too. But I don't know if I'll ever know that belly. If I did, I'd see it though. We will outlive them. And soon enough, the words went on. And other people started, you know, chiming in with those words. We will outlive them. We will outlive them. And suddenly, the energy changed in the room. And instead of just being a torn, abused, broken group of people, they began to stand just a drop tall. But more confident. And they began to say, we will outlive them. We will outlive them.
I don't care how many warheads, how many And he died the children. And in those lifetimes, he shivered. Shivered them as much as he should. He told them that he had. He told them that your destiny. He told them the word of God should suffice. Since your loving condition, I will punish you.
And sometimes
The sheep stray. So he's the shepherd. The sheep strays, and you know what the shepherd does? He does something that's so painful. He'll take his staff and he'll give him a patch. He'll give the sheep a patch. But then, and this can happen once or twice, but then arrives a predator. There's a wolf that arrives. And a goat takes out, the shepherd takes out his rod.
Yeah.
And the poor husband starts going,
no!
That essentially a retake of that story.
our own kind of ideas. I have a brother. He learned in Yeshiva in Carolina. And I used to go visit him. I was learning in Yadda Yadda. I would go visit my brother. And he had a very, very good friend, a roommate. His name was Ayin. Ayin Christie. He was a huge guy. The nicest guy. We joke and laugh together. And he'd take care of me. I was his friend and my brother. Nicest guy. Well, without going into too many details of the story, we all know what happened in our mother. Came here about 6 months ago. Did a little more. And then, that morning, there was a guy who had a few things to be done like that.
And she turned to the Nazis.
people were in her life.
She was moved to
the end of her life. And everyone else was going to her. And that was her turn. She said, one second. And she bent down. And she said, picking up dirt, throwing it into the grave. Throwing it into the grave. In closing, the third message, the third common theme of these three areas that we want to visit today, the grave of Isaac and Jacob, the grave of the soldiers of IDF were killed. The place that is all, basically all we have. Because we don't have any graves. Barely any graves. This explains. Relatively. Which is in itself part of a tragedy. If I ask you, we just won't let that be here for a couple of moments. If I ask you, who was tested at that cave? Go to his head. Who was the test for? Well, it's his son. Just spoke about it, right? It's like when he wrote his life to God. That's serious. Correct? It is correct. But permit me the question. Who do you think was a bigger test for? And if we had time to go around and ask what you thought, you could definitely make strong arguments for each. But it's a moot point, because the Torah itself answers this question. The Torah tells us,
live on as a survivor.
No one's the other. But now that you've identified what you're willing to die for, live! Give your last bit. Go ahead. If that's what's important, you've got to say, go. Build. Show commitment. Make sacrifices for them. Show them you love them. If it should be your principles, your morals, your God, that's what we need. That's a message. Look, I can't just be like, calm. Look what we just went through today. But what we never had there. Let's take it with us. We're lucky survivors. We sit here today because those people died for us. So what do we do now? What do we do? We want to live. And you know what? If you have nothing to die for, if you have nothing to die for, then you really have nothing to live for. Where is Jewish pride? Where has Jewish pride gone? Where's the passion? Leave passion. Anyone who lives passionately for living, they are living in your life. It's uncomfortable to say, the suicide bombers. They believe in something. God should protect us. But man, whoo, they're inspired. You find anyone like that, whoever, living on a hilltop, our Jewish brothers and sisters who say they're so committed to this land, even the dirt of the land of Israel, they'll live on a hilltop, or whoever is picketing or burning garbage,
he hates creating for a
says, I don't care. I'll tell you, I'll tell you the story.
Everyone get to work.
to war. He learned that he should. He became a very successful commander. He was part of the heroic navy that broke the Arab siege in Jerusalem. A short while later, Chaim Shapiro was sitting in his home. He sees a delegation from the Israeli army. He knew exactly what was happening. He didn't even have to say a word. He understood that his only son that he had left, had died in battle. He had one request. He said, "I want my son to be buried on the hard desert in Yerushalayim." The next day, the funeral, Zvi Yalkut, the chief staff himself of the Israeli army, came to the funeral to stand next to Chaim Shapiro, a man who had suffered and who stood at that moment at the very end of the Shapiro family. That was it. His last son would be buried. And as Baruch Shapiro was being buried, Chaim Shapiro, his father, began to sing. The people there thought he was crazy. They thought he had lost his mind. He's singing? Someone might give him a glass of water. He says, "No, don't stop me. I'm singing." And he said, "They said, why are you singing?" And he said, "I'm telling you why. Because I lost 70 members of my greater family, including all my children, died in Europe. But this, my last son, He died here for the Jewish people, fighting for the Jewish people to win Eretz Yisrael. I feel, even though my last child died, I feel thankful. And not only did he sing, he began to dance. And as the sun set, he asked everybody to sing with him. If you go today, all that trouble should disappear. Hashem should be with you, Hashem.